The narcotics problem is probably one of the most serious problems, not only facing the city of New York, but every large municipality in the country. And it has been stated by our mayor and also by our president that during the past year, it has probably cost the city of New York some $1 billion. And one area specifically is the increased usage by teenagers specifically of the so-called pep pills and goofballs. And by that I mean the amphetamines and the barbiturates. There has been no real controls on the sale of the amphetamines and the goofballs, and plus the fact there are approximately 8 billion pills produced a year, out of which half go into illicit traffic.
But on the other hand, if physicians were in a position to provide this, wouldn't this eliminate all of the need and necessity for petty crimes to be committed, so that the $35 a day, which has been said to be the minimum required to keep an addict in stock. Don't you think that this might be helpful?
It may very well. And as I say, if I can be assured, and I'm sure other legislators will feel the same way, that this can be controlled so that the tolerance of the individual who is receiving this controlled dosage would not increase so that you have to continue to increase the dosage, then I think it should be a system that should be considered very seriously for implementation, by all means.